And sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur in the Parashat Yitzchok. We are in Maimer Chav Hei on Shavuos in Perek Gimel. Mashal Amadu with Perek Aleph with Perek Beis. Shal Maimer Hayu Dvarim Nifloim V'Nisgavim Ad Meoid Meoid Meoid. Ve'achshav Anachnu Magim LaSiyum Bezer Hashem Yizbarach. We were talking until now about Parashat Rishoyna of Kriyat Shema, and now we're going to take ourselves to the Tzveiter Parashat, to the second Parashat. B'chilek inyanim shel shtei ha-parshiyos, say Chazal that the Rishon is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim and the second is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. And this chilek says Dar Sheni, does Darf, the Darf Farshtein. What's meant this? Because Kol Iker inyanim shel ha-Kabbalah is what? Is ha-ishtabdus she'odim machnis is atzmo al yodah le-toichel shel ischaivus yidua. The union of Kabbalah is that a person's mishabin himself, he puts himself into his chayvus. Be'avadai, Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim includes ha'eshtabdus v'eschayvus l'shmir samitzvus. So if that's the case, la'achar Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim, what does it mean that we have to be mekabel on mitzvus? What is chaser in the eshtabdus of Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim that you require the person lohoisif ishtabdus al ishtabdus kfeilus shibud zu mahi bo lilamdeinu? So in the whole parasha Sabri of Sheshi Simei Bereshis, the pasuk starts b'may Sabri amamish yotzei michal zeh, is the pasuk that talks about Yitzira Sa'adam. The opening of the parasha of Yitzira Sa'adam is not in the maysa Yitzira, but rather the hachlota haba lefnei maysa ha-Yitzira. First it says Nase Adam, and this Amira is the Hachlata to create man, and only afterwards it says that it was Yotzei Lepoyal and man was created. V'nirim Advarim, that the Mahaloch of the creation of man is Behetaim, is fitting to his Havaya, to his existence. The Hitavut is behetem lehavaya, and therefore the havaya of man is special in so far as that he has shilton hadas, his hanago, his pu'ulos are drawn after his das gufa basar resha gorir. His guf comes after his rosh, and because of that, gam b'malach his havuso. Also in the Mahalach of the creation of man, it was revealed Lehedya, this chok of Greira Achara Das. Since in the Havaya of man he follows his Das, so too in the Hisavus, in the creation of man, it goes after Das. And therefore comes the Yetzira of man in Shnei Shlavim, in two stages, the Shlav of Hachlotas Hadas al Hisavus. So, Nase Adam, V'rak al gabov shel ha-shlav ha-rishon comes the shlav ha-sheni b'foil mamash. First there has to be the das of Nasa Adam, and then man is actually created. And we see that when a person is mevi lidei hagshama eze tochnit shesider lo b'kodim b'tziyuro arei unenam ana meruba shakol nasa kimeduber. When a man makes a plan and then he brings it to fruition as he imagined it, he feels great. Ha'atama gmura bein ha-tochnit u'bein ha-befoal molida b'kirbo korat ruach shel etrumemut. This ha'atama between the plan and the actualization creates within a person a wonderful, pleasant feeling of exultation. Niskayimah machshavtoi is a hanoi ilois la'atzma. It doesn't matter what your thought was, but the etzem ha'uvda, that your thought was actualized, is a source of great pleasure. And the depth of the explanation of niskaima machshavto, it can be said in these words: since the yitzira of man was misgalgel uba la'olam derech hoitzah lepoyal shel achlata mukdemes, we only were created after a previous decision to create us, Mimela. In every Hotzah Lepoal of a Tochnit, there is a taste of the yichud of Adam, of the specialness of man. And when you're tasting the specialness of man, this ti'ima is a makor of his alus v'hisroimimus nafshis. Now you take, this is what man is about. Man is about making a plan and carrying out the plan. And since that's how man was created, that's the way we feel in life also. When we mach the plan, we make a plan, and then we're makshim, we carry out the plan. V'gdolahi hana'a v'koras ruach sh'adam moitze v'sroimimus zu. Beautiful. About the general fulfillment of the 613 mitzvahs, it says in the Torah, "Va'asisem oisam," and Chazal say, "Va'asisem atem." Mal ani aleichem kiilu asisem es atzmechem. I will make it as if you made yourself. In other words, klolius tariag mitzvahs are mechuvin to paritzu for Adam, like the Ramach and the Shasa, Gidim and Evarim. Are also Ramach to the Tariag Mitzvahs. So the Kiyum of the Tariag Mitzvahs is the creation of parts of Adam B'Kedusha, and Memele Ki'ilu Asisem Es Atzmechem. When we keep Torah, we're making ourselves. That's how you create yourself, by keeping the Tariag. However, since the Kiyum Klalius Tariag is Yetziras Adam, we already learn that the mahalach of Ishavas HaAdam is dafka b'derech hotzas tachnis mukdemes ela b'foa. Since Tikloi is Targum Mitzvah Yitzhiris HaAdam, we learn that the mahalach of Ishavas of a person is when you are carrying out a plan from b'koach to b'foa. So therefore, the asiyas atzmechem of Taryag can't be without a plan. Nasa Adam. It has to be parallel to that. And now we come to this place of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is the memory of Nasa Adam. Basiyas Atzmechem Shel Taryag. When you're with Kabbalah Mitzvahs, that's your plan, that you're going to do it. You're going to be Motzi Lepol HaChlata HaMukdemes. The earlier decision. And that's what man is all about. That's the Yichud HaAdam. Yichud HaAdam is Kaima Machshavto. So it's not just about Ishtabdus or Ischaivus, this Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. It's about Hodas Achlota Shen Eskabla Belev. This Achlota was accepted in your heart. But it can't just be my decision. It has to be Kabbalah Sol. It has to be Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. So Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim is the Ishtabdus El Ritzonei Shel HaMelech B'chlal, and the Kabbalah's own mitzvahs is the Ishtabdus to the Kiyum of Taryag B'frat. You have to know the Taryag. So we said, wait a second, we asked, B'chlal Mosayim Mone. If you're Makabo or Machos Shemaim, of course that includes the Taryag. And that's what we're trying to explain. There's a Bechina of Kabbalah's Taryag that isn't included in Kabbalah's Ritzona. Because if you're lacking the Kabbalah's Taryag, then you're lacking the Maimer of Nasa Adam. And without the Maimer of Nasa Adam, Lo Yitochein de Kiyum Taryag Yebo Mishum Asisim Esatzmachem. That's the only way you can create yourself. So now we understand the different Lashonis in the two parashas of Shema. In the parasha Rishon it says, V'hayu advarim eila alav avecha. And in the parasha Shnei it says, V'samtem is devarai. What do you mean, V'hayu, V'samtem? What's the different Lashonis? So that's what we've been explaining. The difference between Mitzvah Talmud Torah, as it was said in the first parasha, and the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, as it was said in the second parasha. Talmud Torah that was said in the first parasha has a nature of krisus bris, before the revelation of Divrei HaBris. Krisas Bris, like we said, that's the whole first parasha, that's what the first two segments of the shiur were about. That's Anochi, that relates to Shema Yisrael. So that's the Hischatshus, Before the Krisus Bris there was nothing, and now you're making a new matziv. Making a matziv, they say in Yerushalayim. Machta matziv. So what's the matziv? Now, v'hayu. V'hayu, k'kodin shenolad. Panim chadashis bolakan. It's a new thing, there's a covenant. Krisus Bris is a chidush havoya. V'hayu is l'hachzika te'etavut. Mashinit havat sarich shiyyeh. What became must be. It's v'hayu. Havaya liyitziya. That's the marriage, is havaya. Krisus Bris, it's something new. It must remain. Mashen came in Talmud Torah shel parasha shniya. That's a different type of Talmud Torah. It's not coming with Torah Krisus Bris. It's Betorah's Dibrei HaBris, the two dinim in Talmud Torah. It's the Etzem Krisus Bris, which relates to the Talmud Torah before the Tzivri of Talmud Torah, the Anochi and the Lo Yiyah Lecha, which relates to the Shema Yisrael. And then there's the second parasha of the Etzem Dibrei HaBris. So the Talmud Torah we're talking about in the second parasha is the Tolada of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs obviously relates to Maisa. You're doing the mitzvahs. Maisa mitzvah. So the Hayu is the creation. Krisus Bris, the making of the covenant, the first paragraph. Second paragraph is Talmud Torah as a Maisa mitzvah. As it relates to the second paragraph, is all about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And therefore it says Visamtem, which is Matim for Pa'ula, for Maisa, for action, the act of placing. How beautiful was this mimer, sweet friends? It's worth $50 million. Give me all of Bill Gates' money and all of Mark Zuckerberg's money. Probably be holding somewhere in the $100 billion category. It's not worth this shtickle pachad yitzchak, I'm telling you, friends. Not that if they offered me the money, I wouldn't take it. I would hire a staff of people to sit and write checks all day to stuff. If that was what you would do also, everybody would do that. What does a person can do with $100 billion? You leave yourself on the side, you know. A few hundred thousand so you can have something to eat, you know, but besides that, give it all away. Anyway, sweet friends, we should be zeichel lilmo du lelame lishma velasi lokaimus kol divrei salma terasa bihava amen v'amen. I was reminded as I was talking, by the way, before we go, of the famous story, I think it was Reb Leib Eger, that he said, if anybody tells me an original Kotzker Vort that I haven't heard, I'll give him a golden arendel, a gold coin, a nice sum of money. So somebody came to him and he said, in the name of the Kotzker, Miba Shachak, Yaroi Hashem. Ki Miba Shachak, Yaroi Hashem, a pasuk in Tehillim, Peta Zion, Pashib Shatz, who in the Shachak and the Shamayim, Yaroi Hashem, can compare to Hashem? Yidmel Hashem ibn Elam, is no one like Hashem. This person said in the name of the Kotzker, Miba Shachak, who in the heavens, Yaroich, Yaroch Miloshim, prepare, La Rochat HaShulchan, who can prepare for Hashem? When the Malachim do what they're doing, they do without Achana. And therefore we're greater, because human beings have Achana. My Rabbi told Rabbi Shlita always likes to say over this story, to talk about the importance of planning, of making a plan, and then carrying it out. Don't just stam do things. If you have a plan, it's going to be done much better. But not only is having a plan going to make it done much better, and you're not just doing it haphazardly, and you're doing it with more meaning, but we see here that this is the whole Yichud Adam. The Yichud Adam is that he was made with a plan. And maybe he has to live his life according to plans. And then he has a special Ti'ima Miyuchedes, as we said, as we know from our own experience. So when he heard this Vort, I think it was Reb Leib Eger, he gave him like 10 golden arendlach. You can live on that for 6 months, you can live on that. He gave me a huge sum of money just for that vort. Ki miva shachak yaruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.